My name is Dr. Lent Carr. I'm running for United States Congress in the 9th Congressional District here in North Carolina. I didn't enter this race for attention or ambition. I entered it because North Carolina's 9 is being economically bled while Washington argues over symbols. Here's the reality. Medium household income in North Carolina lags behind inflation-adjusted cost growth. Housing, health care, and insurance costs have risen 2 to 3 times faster than wages over the last decade. Over 60% of Americans now live paycheck to paycheck. That is not a moral failure by the people. It is a policy failure by the government. I'm running because I understand how law, economics, and power actually operate and how they can be redesigned to serve people instead of extracting from them. I bring drafted legislation, policy white papers, economic modeling, governance frameworks, monthly town hall commitments. I've lived inside broken systems, and I've studied how to fix them. I don't chase outrage. I deliver structure. My campaign is built on 3 pillars: economic inclusion, democratic protection, and human-centered justice. For 40 years, American economic policy has followed trickle-down theory, and it has failed us. According to the Congressional Budget Office and Federal Reserve data, productivity has increased over 60% since the 1970s. Over $50 trillion in wealth has shifted upward to the top 10%. This didn't happen by accident. I will introduce legislation to repeal and replace the so-called One Big Beautiful Bill with my Economic Inclusion Act, a middle-out growth framework supported by economists across ideological lines. Economies grow faster when labor income rises, not when wealth concentrates. Democracy doesn't usually collapse through force. I guess as we know now, it erodes through the bureaucracy's exhaustion and disengagement. We've seen polling places closure, voter roll purges, ID requirements designed to suppress turnout, gerrymandering. All of this is legal, per se, and all of it is corrosive, in my view. I support automatic voter registration, expanded early voting, election day as a national holiday, federal protection against voter suppression, justice impact assessments for major legislation. And I believe that law must judge by human outcomes, not technical compliance. The U.S. incarcerates more people than any nation on earth, not because we are more criminal, but because we are more punitive. Data have shown mass incarceration has not improved public safety. Cash bail criminalizes poverty. Reentry barriers increase recidivism. This system destabilizes families and communities. Now, I'm not soft on crime. I just believe that we need a more equitable system. We need an overhaul. We need a reform. And so, therefore, I plan to introduce legislation that will address all of those issues. I believe that justice really must repair harm, not reproduce it. The way that we're taking action against threats to democracy is we are not being reactive. We should be more proactive. I think that having fear actually fuels what's actually happening in Washington, because chaos in this political sense breeds more chaos. And with more chaos, it destabilizes us, and then it inevitably causes us to normalize these things when we should be addressing them. In order to save our democracy, we must stand together, fight back, because democracy is not Washington. Democracy is the people. So my policy platform reflects the values of the 9th Congressional District. You know, the rural areas, we have metropolitan areas in the district. Each quadrant of District 9 has a different but similar concern. In the rural areas, they're concerned about jobs, waste contaminations, and infrastructure. I've taken what the constituents have told me, and I have actually implemented that into policy stances that are on my website prominently. Now, ready to go, understandable, and that I receive feedback from North Carolina 9. Voters should think once they see my name on the ballot, this is someone prepared. This is someone principled. This is someone who understands power and refuses to abuse it. That I understand their pain. I have lived their pain. We're not reactive. We're more proactive.